Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino. Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Have this morning, Eliza Marie Mendoza, ang Echo Angel from Melbourne, representing the Filipino community of Melbourne, Australia. Good morning, Eliza.
Hi, good morning.
Alam ko medyo tired ka pa.
Yes.
It's the first time the Miss Philippines Earth is being held virtually, isn't it?
Yes, and I believe it's the first pageant being held virtually ever. There was a lot of questioning and trying to figure out whether it will continue virtually or not. But we're here and it's coming to an end soon and everyone's just excited for the end.
Yes, before we talk about the competition,
yep.
How were you encouraged to join Miss Philippines Earth? Have you been joining pageants before?
My parents, like my family, they've always wanted me to give it a go here in Melbourne. And I just decided beginning of this year to just give one a try, but it was local. I wasn't really expecting much from it. And then they crowned me Miss Earth Melbourne and I was like, oh, and I'm here and I was supposed to go Philippines. So this is my first like real path. The first thing I did was a like local pageant. I wasn't really expecting much from it. I just did it to give it a go. So I was really, really surprised and everything's changing now.
So you have mentioned this is your first ever pageant?
Yes.
So why were you encouraged to join Miss Philippines Earth? I know there are lots of other pageants, but why Miss Earth?
To be honest, I'm not one to follow a lot of the other pageants, like only the known ones. Yes, I've heard about them. And I was just told by the person directing the pageant that I was doing locally that, yeah, she wanted me to be the one to represent Melbourne. And I was just surprised. I wasn't expecting anything. This is also new to not just me, like my whole family, my friends. So, yeah.
So everyone in the family is excited?
Yes, very excited and very, very supportive. The amount of people that have messaged me, contacted me, it's very overwhelming and very new.
Yes, I know that prior to the pandemic, you had been preparing for the actual physical competition, isn't it?
Yes, I had to stop work. I had to put a hold to my education because I was going to go to Philippines and do some training prior to the pageant because I did have, but then it got put on hold because of the pandemic. And then the pageant was to continue virtually.
Yes. And when were you supposed to go to the Philippines?
It was around March 14th.
Oh, that's when the lockdown was announced.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was unfortunate. And like, it's difficult, but I'm enjoying it. But yes.
And it's also good that you were not there in the Philippines, locked down there, and you're here in Australia with your family.
Oh, yeah. I was lucky that that did happen. But at the same time, I would have liked to be able to train maybe just a bit more.
Yeah.
Have the resources that I would have had if I was in the Philippines.
Yes. So the pageant going virtually or online, do you think having experienced your first pageant in Melbourne, how can you compare it, the physical competition to the virtual one?
I think I don't find it difficult that it's virtual or physical. I think it's the perspective that, like, the difference, because in Melbourne, pageants aren't like a thing here. Like, it's known, and in Philippines, it's a massive thing. Like, everyone knows it, everyone's so supportive. So, it's hard to get myself out there. I have to try from Melbourne to get support from the Philippines and,
yeah,
like, get known because I'm born here. So, yeah.
Yeah. I think the good thing about that is you don't have to bring your audience to the Philippines. They can just be online, isn't it?
Yes, yes. It was very good, yeah.
Yes. So far, how many segments for the competition has been done? I know Thursday night,
yes,
was the casual wear competition.
Yes. I'm pretty sure. So the first was evening gown and I got top three.
Congratulations.
Run. Yes. Thank you. And then next was, I think,
the beachwear?
Oh yes, beachwear. Yes. So that was very, I actually, like, my outfit, I created it myself because I do not know what like beachwear qualified for pageants, and it was very last minute.
Which material did you make it from?
I just, you know, like multi-way dresses and multi-way tops?
Yeah.
I just bought a color that I liked and like a flowy material. I cut like a piece for a skirt, and then I just cut a piece for a top, and I got my cousins to help me like shape it and play around with the design that I liked. And yeah.
Voila, you got it.
Yeah.
And also the sportswear was finished?
Yes, I did sportswear. So I was supposed to do tennis. However, I felt like a lot of the girls might opt that option as well. So I decided to do badminton. Yes.
So for the casual wear, I've watched that one. You were wearing a blue blazer with a white top. Can you share to our listeners, why did you choose that?
So I'm, like I said in my live, I like to match my outfits with the season. And right now it's winter here in Melbourne. So a lot of the colors and the tones, they just match with like snow and like the blue weather, like rain or how cold it is. And I also wanted to look classy, but I didn't want to overdo it as well as like underdo it. And it felt like a power suit. It looked like I'm going to go to work, or it shows that I'm like hardworking. And I was very surprised though, like seeing what casual wear meant to like the Philippines and the pageants compared to what it's like understood to be here in Melbourne.
Yeah, I saw that most of the girls wear like dresses, isn't it?
Yeah, cocktail dresses. I was very surprised, but I was like, I'm representing Melbourne. I was like, I'm fine with what I'm wearing.
Yeah, I think it's just the confidence that you got in yourself that you have to really, oh, okay, this is what I'm going to wear. So
yeah.
So how many more categories you will be doing before the semi-finalists or the finalists will be announced?
Yes, we have the intelligence, environmental awareness, and we have the cultural attire on Wednesday next week, I believe.
Yes, for the cultural wear, I saw on your Facebook page, competition Facebook page, you were trying to do like a wings.
Oh,
is that the one that you're going to wear for the cultural one?
No, so one of the requirements before the pageant went virtual was we had to make an eco angel outfit.
Oh, okay,
and,
yep.
Yeah, the requirement was that it needs to be biodegradable. So my wings are made out of cardboard and paper plates, yes.
It's actually beautiful.
Thank you.
Yes, so for the cultural outfit or attire, what are you going to wear?
It's not decided yet. I do have a few outfits. It's just a bit difficult because I would like to combine, obviously, my Melbourne Australian culture with the Filipino culture. But I'm sure we're definitely going for the traditional Filipino gowns. But the design so far, we're not sure.
Maybe the color.
Yeah, maybe.
Yes. Talking about the advocacy, can you please share to us what your advocacy is? I know it's about the awareness of proper waste segregation, isn't it?
Yes. So it is a part of it, but I would like my main focus to be actually giving them like the equipment and resources. For example, here in Melbourne, we have like waste bins around every corner. Like you can go anywhere and there'll be a bin for you to dispose of your waste properly. I feel that Filipinos, they already know that like how to take care of their environment. They just don't have the resources to do it. I remember reading an article about Boracay being closed down for like cleaning.
6 months, yeah.
Yeah. And that article was explaining one of the residents there was trying to explain that they requested for help. They just don't have a proper like waste disposal system. And it just shows that they know what they need to do. They just don't have the resources to do it.
How will you be able to help provide or share the resources to be able to properly do the waste segregation?
I guess I'll have to, it's like trial and error. That's the best that I can do to see if it will work. And if I was like in the Philippines, I was going to start like maybe a school or just maybe my hometown to test it out. However, being in Australia, it's hard to coordinate back and forth.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Which hometown are your parents from?
Bulacan.
Bulacan, okay.
Yeah.
The finals will be held virtually online as all of the other categories of the competition. And the finals will be on?
I believe July 5th.
As a first-timer in joining a beauty pageant, what do you think have you learned so far?
I think everyone, they think that you just have to like show up, get done up, and like that's all we do. But I think for Miss Philippine Earth, being my first pageant, it's actually very practical. We actually work a lot with the community. It's not just about the questions and the dresses, but they like to see us actually get involved and do what our advocacy says. So it was very full on for like my first pageant, but I'm glad it was because it really exposed me.
Yes, and I think most of the ladies or women who really join Miss Earth in general, this is locally in the Philippines or here in Australia, they continue on their advocacies, not just during the pageant, isn't it?
Yes, yes, I do believe so. And I think if you do win it, it's more likely that your advocacy is able to pull through. Yeah.
Your advocacy of proper waste segregation is mainly for Philippines, isn't it?
But yes, it is.
For the Filipino community in Australia, in particular in Melbourne, do you have any advocacy for them?
I feel like in Australia, because we've got that down packed, it's mostly combating like the global things that we can help with. For example, the climate change, like we can try to reduce our carbon footprint because we are in a developed country and so we do have access to all these things. So I believe we have to just make those small everyday changes to try and reduce our own carbon footprint.
Yes. Yeah. I'm just curious, this the Miss Earth Philippines has a talent portion?
Talent portion?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they did. That's right. Yes.
What did you do? Did you sing?
Yeah, I sang.
What did you sing?
I sang a song called Oceans by Hillsong United.
Okay, where did you get your singing talent from? Is it from mom, dad?
I think I got it from my dad. Yeah, he used to play in a band when he was younger and he likes to listen to a lot of music. He plays guitar and he really likes to sing.
Yeah. Moving away from the pageant, I know that most of us or the whole world is really facing an unprecedented pandemic, isn't it?
Yes.
As a Filipina Australian and you have joined the Miss Earth pageant, what do you think can be done by people to really help preserving or maintaining our safety from the virus or from the pandemic?
I feel like everyone's heard this so much and I've probably said it so much in like our lives, but I think the most important thing that like the community can do, like the normal everyday people, is the quarantine or the social distancing measures. Like if we are all able to just follow it, it will help prevent the spread, because the difficulty in this pandemic is that the doctors, hospitals, they don't have enough resources to help everyone who is infected with it. So if we are able to just prevent any more numbers going up, they can ensure that they're helping those who need it. So yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I know you've been doing lives for the previous days. And
yes.
I've actually got two questions from those lives and I want you to share your answer.
Yeah.
One question is, how can people staying in rural and developed communities join in the fight for environmental sustainability, taking into consideration their limited access to basic amenities and the fact that these communities are dumping grounds for waste products? It's a long one.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually remember I got that question a few times. What I believed when I heard that question is just for someone that's already in a difficult position themselves, I wouldn't want them to go their way to put themselves in an even worse condition. Like, I believe that they can already help just by staying at home, practicing personal hygiene, make sure they're following the social distancing measures. And I just find it sad that I feel like we need to be helping them. I don't believe that I should be asking more of them in this situation.
Yeah. And yeah. Another question is, how can you as an eco angel help solve the worsening problems being faced by the people in terms of food security? I know in Australia, it can be an issue in Australia, but I think the government is doing something to really address this, isn't it?
I think it's to ensure that food is not going to waste, like they know how to manage their food, as well as maybe learning the different types of foods that are more likely to be preserved and like you can have them for like a long period of time, as well as I think it needs to be evenly distributed because like the different economic statuses and things like that. So it should be taken into consideration. So I'd probably, like for example, here in Australia, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people, they've started like making own packages, like food packages or essentials for the people during the pandemic who are having difficulty getting access to things such as food. So I'd probably try and do things like that as well.
Yes. And lastly, Eliza, I know that many women, also children, are facing some kind of disadvantage. How are you be able to raise awareness in terms of protecting the rights and the issues for women and children?
Disadvantages during this pandemic?
Yeah, this pandemic, yep.
Oh, I'd probably try and like ensure that they understand that they have like the help there that they need. Like they, all they might need to do is like phone call, email, or they just, there's so much resources out there. And especially nowadays that everything's on the internet, I hope that they have the access to like type of things, and to always ensure that they have someone to like talk to and make sure that, just to ensure that they're not alone, like during this time that they have someone to help them.
Yeah. Eliza, prior to joining the Miss Earth Philippines, what have you been doing? Are you studying?
So I've recently started working again, but as for my studies, I don't want to begin again because I do plan on going to the Philippines after all of this is over to continue my training. So I don't want to start and then I'm going to have to put it to a stop again.
Yeah.
However, I am debating whether I will continue it like online when I do end up going to the Philippines, as well as I think not studying at the moment, it's helping me put all my focus and energy on this project, which it really requires.
Yeah, but what were you taking before, or what do you plan to take when you go back to uni?
Oh, so what I was previously studying, it was dermal science. It's similar to dermatology, however, it's more practical, like I get to work with skin directly. But when I do continue my studies again, I'm debating whether to continue it or whether to do nursing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Was the pandemic like why you have been considering nursing?
Yes, it really was because a lot of my friends who did decide to do nursing, they were asked to go help. And like, I'm the type of person that likes to physically go ahead and actually help people. And so if I was a nurse, maybe I could have like contributed to what's going on.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
So for the rest of the pageant, Miss Earth Philippines, please invite our listeners to support you and watch the online competition.
Okay. Yep. I hope everyone does. And I would like everyone's support here from Australia. And if you are willing to support me, it's on the Miss Philippines Earth page on Facebook.
And is there an online voting for it?
Oh, so a lot of it does not involve voting. It's just the judging. However, the voting system that's been going around for me is for the Hannah shampoo. It's to be chosen to be their Hannah girl. And it's currently on my page as well as the Miss Earth page.
You have mentioned your page. What is your page name?
I'm pretty sure it's Eliza Marie Mendoza, the official group. And yeah.
Yes. Thank you so much, Eliza, and all the best to you for the competition.
Thank you so much.
SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online at mobile. I-like, i-share, mag-comment Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.